You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Vivek Chugh, the founder of Listables, the social checklist app powered by communities, used by tens of thousands of teams worldwide. Vivek, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, Vivek, and really looking forward to hearing all about Listables. So tell us, for starters, what makes Listables different from other team management and productivity apps out there in the market?
Okay, great. So, Eric, you just went straight to the main question. That's great. So when we started Listables, the idea was, just to give you a quick background, I worked in the best of breed companies worldwide. And I used to typically, spend, late nights trying to figure out what went wrong when we would do deployments worldwide. And these were usually, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., you're trying to debug issues that have happened on the network. And, we ended up realizing that a lot of these issues were because someone forgot to type something properly, or a command was not entered, or someone forgot something, and that caused outages on the network. So when I was in the operational development space, I said, can I just have a checklist application, that I can assign different items to different people, and then based on that, I can track who did what. There's an audit trail, and I can figure out, at the end of that said assignment, that, yes, we went through the checklist, it was completed, or if it was not completed, why was it not completed? So when I went into the market, essentially productivity apps fall into one of two camps. One is the consumer side of the business camp, where it is, it's simple lists. There is minimal collaboration or assignment available. There's no auditability. And that's one camp, and you'll find a lot of the apps in that camp. And on the other side of the business is the project management applications, which are more focused on projects which have large start-to-end dates. But there was nothing in the middle for something that I wanted to do on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. So Listables essentially is the app that, when it got conceptualized and developed, it was the bridge between these two camps. So that's what it makes, so that's what makes Listables different than the existing team management and productivity apps.
And if you would, explain more the community element of Listables and why it is so important.
So community essentially came up with the idea that once the product reached a momentum, when we had thousands of users using it monthly and then using it in a very diligent way, I said, a lot of the requests that we started getting in was, I love to understand more about best practices or shared practices or what people are really creating those lists for. And if people do create those lists, can I use them and can I share them? So community essentially was a foray into creating some sort of a library of best practice checklists that people could use and people still use today. And in a way, foster a way of collaboration and enhancing the community and the interactivity piece. And that's how we design and build community. So today on the community, you will have people who have created checklists from everything related to, how to become a doctor, right? What are the steps, and how diligent do you need to be to skin care treatments? To I need to know more about GDPR, which is really big nowadays, especially for the European side of the regulation business and privacy issues. So the community got together and said, let's share what are some of our best practices and what are some of the fun checklists that we can all look at and, we can all contribute towards and use them and like them and so on.
Excellent. And is this service just for businesses and teams or individuals as well?
So today the Listables is being used by individuals, by small teams, and by large teams. It's being used, across the world, across the planet. And most of the feature function of listables is, like I said, used by people who need to get things done on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. Something that's transactional needs to be done by a small group of members, you know, quickly, make sure that it's done properly, and there's consistency in the end results. So it's essentially, it's being used by a wide plethora of individuals as well as teams worldwide.
Always a plus there. Today we're joined by Vivek Chugh, the founder of Listables, the social checklist app powered by communities used by tens of thousands of teams worldwide, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Vivek, what are a few core features on Listables that really helps teams easily collaborate?
So one of the biggest emphasis that we laid on when we originally designed the product, and that's there in the DNA of the product even today, is the simplicity and ease of use. I think that's always an underrated yet, important feature, which is essentially, ease of use of an application. And how do you make it collaborative and keep that DNA of ease of use? And how am I able to do that quickly? So while I'm answering this in a roundabout way, the fact is that if I'm a tool that's used for daily operations, or if I'm a tool that is used for transactional purposes, right? Quickly get the team together, get something done, move in and move out. It should be easy to use. And I think that's the first thing that we put into the product. From a collaboration point of view, we focused heavily on ease of sharing. In addition to that, we also focused heavily on commonly used templates. So if you like a checklist and you want to reuse it again and again, we have the concept of templates available where you can reuse it and then the team gets to use it on a regular basis. In addition, we added the community feature, which essentially became our library of checklists that people use, that people in the community share. And they can understand that, if I'm looking for a specific functional checklist, is that already available and can I reuse it? So, those are some of the core features that we put into the community side and into the checklist and into the overall mechanics of Listables.
Also, Mr. Chugh, what is some advice you can give to team leaders and business owners for setting and reaching goals, which is so important in business?
So I'm a big proponent of breaking the problem down and into manageable pieces. If there is a large enough problem, I break it into smaller pieces and address it. So that's essentially one of the reasons why I created Listables was, the idea of I need to achieve something really big. How do I achieve it? And the first step is, can I break it down into smaller pieces or into smaller segments or smaller functions? And then can I attack each of those functions and work through the process? So some of the advice that I can give based on my experience has been, the ability to break a problem down and keep it simple, right? And if you keep it simple and you break the problem down, I think that itself is the first step towards achieving a larger goal. In addition, purely from a mechanics point of view and purely from, the length of a checklist point of view, I try and keep my checklist not too long, because psychologically, if I have a really long checklist with, let's say, 50 items, then, the motivation of me going through a 50-item checklist is you need much higher level of motivations to go through a 50-item checklist versus, say, a 10-item checklist. So if we keep it focused, if we keep it to what we need to know, and if we break the problem down into functional pieces, I think that keeps the motivation higher and helps you reach your goals.
And certainly appreciate your advice there. Lastly, aside from using Listables, what is one thing that every team should be doing to improve their productivity?
I think team collaboration is extremely important. There have been various studies done on how to improve, team productivity and essentially productivity in general, not only necessary to teams. So I think one of the things that I would suggest every team to do to improve productivity is just to meet for 5 minutes at the beginning of the day or during the day, get together, and then basically chart out what needs to be achieved for the rest of the day. You know, this is not specifically related to listables or anything. It's just the team coming together 5 minutes. Hey, guys, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? You know, a lot of that is also practice in agile methodologies, which a lot of companies do use today. But simply getting everyone together in the same room and talking it out for 5 to 10 minutes on what needs to be achieved for the rest of the day, I think that helps.
Well, Mr. Chug, it certainly has been great to have had you, and not only thanks for introducing Listables to the audience, but the fine advice on goal setting and as well as on productivity and how this app can help in these regards. Where can listeners get all the details on Listables and take advantage?
So, Eric, they can just look us up on listables.com. It's listables.com.
Again, Mr. Chug, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Eric. Good talking to you as always.
And let's do it again. We've been speaking with Vivek Chug, the founder of Listables, the social checklist app powered by communities used by tens of thousands of teams worldwide. And for all the details, visit listables.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.